The excruciating pain Robin Bentz felt every time she took a step is a problem called plantar fasciitis. About 2 million Americans suffer from this stubborn heel pain. NPR's Richard Knox takes a look at how some doctors are using powerful sound waves to treat it.
So I'm going to start right now, okay?
Orthopedic surgeon George Theodore is about to blast a patient's foot with shock waves generated by sound.
Let me have you lie back now.
Theodore shoots some Novocaine into Tara Cassidy Driscoll's left ankle. Cassidy Driscoll is a 46-year-old insurance broker and mother of three. While she's waiting for her foot to go numb, she talks about the heel pain that struck her 9 months ago.
It's an eye-opener to me how hard it is when you take a step, and every time you take that step, you're in pain. At different points, I felt like it was never going to get better.
The pain has stopped her from running. She's tried anti-inflammatory drugs, ice massages, sleeping with a foot brace, orthotics, physical therapy. Finally, the therapist urged her to try something new called shockwave treatment.
Head over here on your stomach.
The high-energy sound waves that Theodore is about to beam at Cassidy Driscoll's heel is tightly focused. There's a 60 to 80% chance of reducing her pain by half. Maybe one in four who get the treatment will end up free of pain.
You're going to start to hear the shocks. These are the shocks.
Gradually, Theodore ramps up the intensity and frequency of the shock waves, battering Cassidy Driscoll's foot with thousands of hits.
The shocks are like a little baseball bat hitting the tissue. It's producing a little bit of a repair process.
It's a kind of paradox. He's damaging her foot in order to heal it. Theodore has been doing shockwave therapy for plantar fasciitis for about 8 years. It's beginning to catch on around the country. But most insurers won't pay for the treatment, which costs anywhere from $500 to several thousand dollars. And some doctors are skeptical about it.
Is it rock-solid science that everyone agrees on? I would say no.
That's Nevin Dougal, another Harvard orthopedic surgeon over at Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital. He says studies don't agree, and he's not impressed with reported success rates.
60 to 80% for something that somebody's not going to get guaranteed pain relief. In my mind, it's not something that I would go for.
Dougal says they don't really know what causes this pain. The plantar fascia is a tough rubber band-like structure on the bottom of the foot. They used to think it became inflamed or that bony heel spurs caused the pain, but they don't think that anymore. And doctors found surgery often makes people worse, so they don't operate much anymore either.
Patients have to be patient, and they have to understand that this condition, unfortunately, is not really fully understood.
The vast majority of sufferers will get better with time, like Karen Firestone. She went to Dr. Dougal last summer for heel pain.
I walked in, and he looked at my foot, and he had me step on, and he said, "Oh, you definitely have plantar fasciitis."
Firestone has been religious about all the low-tech things Dougal's advised her to do, such as stretching her foot several times a day, and she's been able to resume the running she loves.
The icing, the taping, I do all of these little pieces of help for my body, and it responds. And so I think people should take that message and go with it.
Tara Cassidy Driscoll tried these things too, but she felt they just weren't working for her.
Everything's going very smoothly.
At the Mass General, Cassidy Driscoll's almost finished with the 20-minute shockwave treatment.
So we're all done. What did you think?
Oh, I think it was fine.
Not terrible.
No, no pain at
better
all.
Better than surgery.
Oh, much better.
She gets off the table, walks out, and drives herself home. The hope is the controlled damage from the shockwaves will stimulate her body to heal her sore foot over the next few months. And maybe she'll be one of the 25% of patients who get totally rid of their heel pain. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
And that's your health on this Monday morning.